So,
we're learning the sugya, and of course, Gimel Lamed Aleph in Brachos, and talking about the restrictions for a person going to a Beis HaKiseh wearing his tefillin. And the Gemara says that if you're going into a Beis HaKiseh kavua, you certainly have to take your tefillin off, and not only do you have to take your tefillin off, but you have to take them off within a distance of Dalet Amos from the Beis HaKiseh. Whether or not it's because of the Beis HaKiseh itself, the Mokom, or because of what you're going to do in the Beis HaKiseh, that is the Machlokus we talked about last week between Reb Haigon and Rush. The Nafkamina being, what if you were going to not defecate in the Beis HaKiseh Kavua, is there a Din of Dalet Amos or not? According to the way the Rush learns, not only is there no Din of Dalet Amos, you can actually, according to certain mandim, go into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua with your tefillin on, and urinate in the Beis HaKiseh with your tefillin on. And according to the other mandim, you can't do it, but only because of Gzeirah Shem Yafiyah for him. So whether or not this hachoka has to do with the mokom, or with what you're doing, is the machlokes we talked about last week. I don't want to get confused any more than we already are this week. So the Gemara, it is very confusing, but that's the complexity of Torah. We learned this week's parsha in Bechukosai Teilechu Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. That's part of that note in Torah. Had to work out all the complexities. Anyway, so the Gemara then has a question. Iboilhu Mahu Sheichnas Ad V'Tfilon Leveis HaKisei Kavua LaHashtid Mayim. What's the din about going into a Beis HaKisei Kavua with your tefillin? And all the Rishonim all seem to learn, and all the posts can learn, but tefillin seems to mean with your tefillin on your head, wearing your tefillin. Can you go into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua to urinate or not? And the Gemara says, Ravina, show your about the Babasna Asa. There's a Machlokas Mama Roy. And the Gemara says, what's the reason why it's Asa? What should be wrong with it? Chashin Shema Yifna Behen Va'amila Shema Yafiachin. The problem is either relieving yourself or hafacha. That's the problem. But you see from this entire sugya that the actual act of urination is not a problem wearing tefillin. Okay? That's not a problem wearing tefillin. Nobody seems to disagree about that. It seems to be a lib. All of Meroyim, both the Rush and Rav Haigon, they may disagree with many things, but they all seem to say that urination fundamentally is not a problem for wearing tefillin. Now, we're going to Rambam. The Rambam says that the machlokas between Rambam and the Ravid, the machlokas is whether or not you can urinate in a Beis HaKiseh Aroy with your tefillin on. That seems to be the machlokas. The Rambam says you can. I'm sorry, the Rambam says you can't. And the Ravid says, why not? What's the problem? There's no problem of nitzotzos because of Beis HaKiseh Kavua. And there's no problem because it's all Barosho. I'm sorry. Basically, say Aroid. There's no problem of Nitzotz because you're wearing it. And urination is not a problem. That's what the Rambam says. So, what's the reason why the Rambam says you're not allowed to wear tefillin while you urinate in the basic Kisei Aroid? So, the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam doesn't give a reason. He just says it's awesome. He says that there's no difference. The only distinction between Aroy and Kavua, according to the Rambam, is in carrying the tefillin. That basically he says Kavua is mutter and Aroy is usher. But in wearing the tefillin, he says there's no difference. What's the reason? So the Kesef Mishnah says the reason is Shem B'Fiyachban. That's the reason. Okay? Shem B'Fiyachban. But still, that's how he learns, the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, learns the Gemara. The question was, are you allowed to wear fill in into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua to urinate? The answer is no, you can't, because Shem Yafiyachban. Once the Gemara gave the reason Shem Yafiyachban, that applies not only to Beis HaKiseh Kavua, but even to a Beis HaKiseh Aroy. Shem Yafiyachban only would apply to Beis HaKiseh Kavua. But that other Girsa, the Amrila, the other version of Shem Yafiyach, Kesmish says applies even to a Beis HaKiseh Aroy, and that's why the Rambam says that it's other to wear your tefillin and urinate in either place. But so Beis HaKiseh Aroy is worse then a basic kisei kavua. Because the basic kisei kavua, the basic kisei roi, a basic kisei kavua, each one has an advantage or a disadvantage. A basic kisei kavua has the advantage that there's no problem of nitzotzos. So therefore, if you're carrying it, it's better in a basic kisei kavua. But basic kisei kavua has a disadvantage that there's a gzeira shemayifna behind it, because it's the place where you usually do relieve yourself. Basic kisei aroi has the advantage that you don't usually relieve yourself there, so therefore there's no gzeira shemayifna behind. The only gzeira might be shemayifna behind if you hold from that. But it has a disadvantage that there's a problem, it's also, so therefore if you're carrying it, basic kisei aroi is worse. Okay?
So according to the etzem of
your
name,
to whom?
According to the Kesef Mishnah,
according to the Kesef Mishnah Pshat, and the Rambam, and all the other Rishonim, urination per se is no problem with tefillin. You can wear tefillin and urinate, there's no problem. There might be problems depending where you do it, under what circumstances. If you do it in a basic kisei kavua, there's certainly a problem. Shem Yifn the bank, all Rishonim would hold from that. You do it in a basic kisei aroi, even the Rabbi would hold from that. Mm-hmm. You do it in a basic kisei aroi, well, the Rabbi would hold, you could do it. The Ram would say, you can't do it because Shem Yifn. But the actual, at all gzera, the actual act of urination, the Ram started off these halachas by saying, tefillin, tzricha, and guluf noki. And he mentioned hafocha. He said, right? He said, hafocha is an example of not being a guluf noki. So what about Yifn behem? So obviously it means even hafocha. So Certainly, Yivneben. The question is it even hafocha and certainly urination or not? So according to the way everybody learns Pshat in the Rambam, everybody up until the Aruch HaShulchan, any case, urination is not a contradiction to guf noki. Right? Maybe Shalom say this explicitly, and even the Rambam who says that it's usur, the reason that's given is not because of the guf noki problem, but b'shem yafiach. Okay, that's up until the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is learning these halachos, and he goes to the second Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Vav first. He says, "The emesol oven das rabbeinu." I don't understand. All the Rishonim hold that this way, and all the Achronim learn in the Rambam. Lama yehi mutar lahashtin betfilim. Hari ein zeh guf naki. How could you say that? That urinating while you're wearing tefillin is can still consider guf noki. I mean, also, he doesn't say this, but obviously we know that keneged ha'omud, the stream of meraglim is considered like soa, right? It's also deraisa. So he doesn't say it. How could it be if hafocha is not guf noki? Urination certainly shouldn't be guf noki. So obviously all the rishonim and poskim held that it is a guf noki. But the Aruch HaShulchan says it can't be. The problem is that he has, as the Gemara seems to say, because the Gemara has this shaila in the Gemara, can you go into a beis kisei kavua and urinate? And the Gemara says the only reason you can't do it is because maybe yifne ben, or maybe yifiyach ben. But the act of urination doesn't seem to be a problem, so it's beferish, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. So Aruch HaShulchan has to reinterpret the Gemara. That the Gemara is, if you look at the Gemara actually started off by talking about the difference between a Beis HaKisei Kavua and a Beis HaKisei Aroi. The Beis HaKisei Kavua, if you're going to defecate, Beis HaKisei Kavua, you have your Machik Dal Amos, and the Beis HaKisei Aroi, you can take them off right outside and go right in. You don't have to be Machik Dal Amos. Then the Gemara had this question, what about going into a Beis HaKisei Kavua? What a Beis HaKisei Kavua lehashtim? So the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns is talk about where you're not wearing these tefillin. You're going to carry the tefillin. The question is, did you have to take the tefillin? Does this have a din of what we talked about before of a Beis HaKisei Kavua or a Beis HaKisei Aroi? If you're going in to defecate into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, you certainly have to buy, you have to take it off 4 amos before. If you go into a Beis HaKisei Aroi to defecate, you only have to take it off immediately before you go in. What about if you're going in only to urinate into a Beis HaKisei Kavua? Do you have to take it off 4 amos before? In other words, is it the mukom, as Aaron would say, or is it the act?
Well, it
like what requires what requires the dalal amos?
No, but it seems like it's a combination. In other words, the mukom with appropriate act.
Okay.
Not either or.
Okay. Because otherwise, it's the Beis HaKisei Aroi, even if you do defecation, then you don't have to mark the alama. So what the Aruch HaShulchan has to do is say that we're talking about where you're not wearing these clothes.
Right.
You're taking them off. The question is not can you go in with them. The question is when do you have to take them off? Do you have to take them off dalamas before, or can you take them off immediately before? And that is the machlokes. When it says, it's interesting. I mean, the lashon is not so great according to Aruch HaShulchan, because the Gemara says. Mahu shiichnas, but basically it means mahu shiichnas without dalamas. That's what it really means.
Yeah.
You can go in. The question is, can you be nichnas immediately without being machad dalamos? And then the Gemara says, Ravina says shari, which means mutter. What it means is mutter to go in without being machad dalamos.
Mm-hmm.
And Rav Abba says it's usher, meaning not that it's usher to go in, but it's usher to go in without being machad dalamos.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be machad dalamos. And why does he say you have to be machad dalamos? Chashir and Shema Yifne.
When you get close.
No.
Well,
you're in there. We're Chashir and Shema Yifne.
There was already when you're in there. It's when you get close.
It's when you win. No.
We're afraid that you're only going, if you were going into a basic Kisei Kavua to defecate, you definitely have to be Machlokes Alamos. You're going on to urinate. So, apparently, that doesn't require the Alamos. Everybody seems to agree. That doesn't require the Alamos. But, if you're going to, the only reason Rav Adba Masa says you do have to mark the alamas is because we're afraid you're going in to urinate, but you're going to defecate as well. So therefore, you even if you from the beginning, since you might end up defecating in this place, you have to mark the alamas. That's the way he learns it. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, and he has a raya. He has a raya that the Rambam holds. And he has some problems with the rest of the sugya also, which I'm not going to go into because we didn't really learn that rest of the sugya inside. It's a whole problem with mitzosis and things like that. But he has a raya that so how does he disagree with all these rishonim and with all these people learning pshat in the Rambam? Because he has a raya that the Rambam doesn't hold like that. Doesn't hold you can't urinate with your tefillin on. And therefore, he learns Shad and Ram. So the Ram disagrees with all the Rishonim, so now there's no problem, right? It's not Aruch HaShulchan is disagreeing, the Rambam is disagreeing. What's his Raya that the Rambam holds that you can't urinate with tefillin on? Because the din, that what happens if a person, the Rambam brings down in Halacha, actually, I don't know which halacha it is, but it's there, right there in Perek Dalet. He brings down the din that what happens if a person forgot to take his tefillin off, and he went into the Beis HaKisei, gets the Beis HaKisei Tavua, but it doesn't really make any difference, gets the Beis HaKisei Tavua, and he urinated. So it says a person should cover his tefillin until Jorosh Ad Shigmor Amar Rishon, until the first stream ends, and then he goes and takes it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes back in and finishes it. All right? See, because it's very dangerous to stop urination in midstream, so to speak. It's very dangerous. So what do you see? You see that even though you started urinating, you have to stop. You don't stop immediately because that's like maybe pikuach nefesh, but you do have to stop and go out and take off your tefillin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if there were no iser, intrinsic iser of urinating while you're wearing tefillin, so lama lo tefillin ligmar. He's already in the middle of urination. It's only gzeira shema. Let him finish urinating and then go out. Why does he have to stop in the middle? So he says here, vaday de tefillin. You see that the Rambam must hold. Then the etzem hadin. Etzem hadin means that the act of urination itself is in and of itself also a hashtim mitzvah, is fundamentally incompatible with the requirements of gufnaki, and therefore he says so the Rambam disagrees with all of the Rishonim, and therefore you're not allowed to, and then we have to reinterpret the Gemara, and you're not, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not allowed to urinate while you're wearing tefillin. So I think this is just sort of a fitting Aruch HaShulchan to see after we learned that part of the sugya. The Aruch HaShulchan was bothered by this as well, and he, which is not an unusual thing for Aruch HaShulchan to do, is to depart from the way that all the other Achronim learned Pshat, and to figure out a Pshat that made sense to him, and he brings a right to it. And whether it comes out with a halacha that actually is anything different in halacha, I actually didn't work it out. Is there anything that he's paspiting that's mutter because of any nachamina halacha? I'm not really sure. I'd have to think about it. But certainly conceptually, he has no problem with reinterpreting the Rambam and coming up with a different conclusion in terms of the definition of gufnaki requirement by tefillin from everyone who preceded him.
But you don't have to learn the Rambam like he did.
No, you don't have to, obviously. Until him, nobody did. He feels he has a good right. He feels he has a good right. You don't have to agree with his right, but he feels he has a good right. I agree with you. It's not a conclusive right. Okay?
Sure.